GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Great to reconnect with former Congressman Bruce Poliquin. He's got that new gig in D.C., helping keeping investors safe. When you run into someone, how do you describe your new job to them, Bruce, anyway?
I say when you have a small retirement plan, a nest egg that you're relying on, and the investment house that you have it with goes out of business, my job is to get your money back.
Got it.
So it's to make sure that our seniors and anybody else, Rick, they don't lose everything when there's a problem. And I have to remind, you and your listeners also, Rick, that it's a volunteer job. I don't get paid. It's part-time. And I'll be down there about 2 or 3 days a month. So I'm still up here helping take care of my parents.
Gotcha.
Okay. No need for a Murphy bed?
Well, I'll tell you, I had to put one in my suitcase. I love those things. It just flips back up in the wall when you're done with it, George, and you get a good night's sleep, and everything's good to go. But I'll tell you, before we dig into other stuff, I would like to mention this. None of our Patriot fans out there, I know this is Patriots Nation, don't anybody get overconfident. If you look at their schedule, the first half of the season, the first 8 games, 6 of those games were quite easy, not really tough competitors. The second half of the season, 6 of those games are tough, like with Kansas City and against the Packers, the Bills again, the Cowboys, the Ravens. So I know it was 33-0 last night. The kids played well. Don't get complacent. We're not going to be undefeated this year. And don't panic if we take it on the chin a couple times. Our march is to the Super Bowl again. Stay focused.
Okay.
Well, I'll agree with you, Bruce. I just said to someone else, you play the schedule the league gives you. They haven't refused to play any game.
That's right. And I'll tell you, Belichick always comes out, as we all know, folks, very prepared. He's always ready to go. And I'm sure he looked at the schedule and said, look, the chances of us getting out to a good start here is pretty good if we come out focused and don't take it for granted. And that's exactly what we pay him for. He's 7-0. That's why we pay these guys. They're probably going to win next week. Then it starts to get tough.
What do you make of Brexit from where you are? Some people in Maine think they're not affected. Some people in the U.S. don't care. What do you think with your fiscal mind?
Well, it's very interesting, Rick, in that Brexit is an expression, or rather an action by the voters in the United Kingdom who are sick and tired of being part of the European Union because those other Western European countries dictate their immigration policy, and they're sick and tired of having a problem with immigration just the way we are here. And also, there's a huge welfare state in Europe, especially in Southern Europe, and that the UK, Britain, is partly responsible for. So they're sick of it. So the people 3 years ago said, we want to go this alone. We have a huge economy. We have democracy here. We want to call our own shots. And so that's what this is all about. And it looks like they're finally going to get this thing done and break away from the European Union. The reason why it affects, the United States and Maine, Rick, is because the British are the biggest investors in America. And Americans and American companies and individuals are the biggest investors in Europe. So what you want to have are folks that are investing in each other's economies, growing companies, creating jobs, and creating new opportunities for people. But this is really comes from an expression of the people being sick and tired of these bureaucrats telling them what to do in their own country. Have we ever heard that before? Look at the United States.
Well, it's going to be kind of interesting what happens in the UK. Rick correctly said a lot of people in the United States haven't paid a lot of attention to it. It is kind of interesting to me that we could, in a bad case scenario, see the breakup of the UK. I mean, Ireland could go their own way. Scotland could pull away. It might change dramatically history.
George, I don't think that's going to happen. Just like everything, is that when the folks in Britain said, look, we just can't take this anymore. We want to run our own country, our own lives, our own economy, instead of being, pulled, very far left by these bureaucrats in Brussels. 3 years ago when this vote took place and the people, wanted that, they said, oh, my gosh, this is the end. this is the end of the United Kingdom and their economy and everything else. Well, let's look at what happened the last 3 years. There has not been Armageddon, number one. Number two is the British economy has grown slowly, but twice as fast as that in the rest of Western Europe. All right, let me get that over again. Let me say that again. The British have been doing better than the rest of Europe as a whole during the 3 years when they said this whole thing was going to fall apart. So, you know, the people have spoken over there. Let them get this done. We'll watch closely. We have a real good relationship with the British, and let's keep it going, and we wish them great luck.
Talking with former Congressman Bruce Poliquin on the PD Cudor telephone line, we just had quite a discussion with the spin doctors over all of the talk of impeachment and what needs to be done in D.C. What do you see from your perspective?
Make this open, Rick. The problem I've got with this, in part, is that these hearings are being conducted in secret. Come on. Anybody that's accused of anything should have his or her day in court. If they're going to have these hearings, put them out there in public, let both sides of the story be told, and make the House vote on this thing. I mean, where is Jared Golden? I mean, you know, does he support impeachment or not? I haven't heard a darn thing from him. Put these people on record. Let them speak up. That's what they're supposed to do. But I'll tell you, we've had 2.5 years of these investigations. Mueller had one. They spent over $30 million on it. They deposed gosh knows how many people. 2.5 years we've been dragged through this, and they came up with zero. I suggest everybody read the transcript of the phone call between Mr. Trump and Mr. Zelensky, who's the president of the Ukraine, and then you decide if you think, you know, there's any quid pro quo, there. And I know that you and George did that a couple weeks ago, Rick, and it was terrific.
We were looking at polls today, one specific poll. It's kind of interesting nationwide. The needle has moved across the country with the public. About 50% of Americans think the impeachment should go forward. But if you look at the approving of its handling of the presidency, the president still remains underwater at 41% approving, 57% disapproving, similar to the ratings in September and August. It isn't moving in the hardcore supporters at all. It's moving in those who are not so committed.
Well, if that's the case, George, then let's have these hearings in the open, not in secret. Let's have them in the open. Let's put both sides of the story out there, and let's let the American people see this. Second of all, let's have a vote. Let's let Jared Golden, Shelley Pingree in the House where this starts, let them vote on this. But that's not happening. I'll tell you, here's what also is not happening, George, which is really upsetting a lot of people. Congress ain't doing anything. What the heck have they done? I got a better idea. I think the folks down in Congress would serve the people better if they join the President of the United States. I know they're trying to impeach him, but if they enjoy the President of the United States and Republicans to secure our borders, stop the flow of illegal drugs that are killing our kids, make sure folks that are here in this country are here legally, that would be a big help. I think the Democrats would do themselves a great favor and the country a favor if they join Republicans to make the tax cuts we put in place for 8 years for individuals and small businesses, make them permanent. I think it would be great if Republicans joined Democrats and tried to drive down the cost of prescription drugs. I think it'd be a great idea if the Democrats stopped trying to take away your health care that you get through work. That's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. There are a lot of things that Democrats can do to help this country move forward. They're doing nothing. It's this endless investigations. We just had one that ended after two and a half years, they came up with a goose egg. Nothing.
We saw the same survey that I think you saw from Morning Consult. We kicked it around with our listeners this morning. First of all, we clicked over to see how Senators Angus King and Susan Collins are doing. And I guess we can understand why, because she's been under attack, why Susan Collins is, according to that, the second least popular. But we were kind of surprised to see that Janet Mills is the seventh least popular governor in our nation. We don't know if it's her stance on CMP or maybe switching a couple decisions on immunizations or such. What do you make of that Morning Consult survey?
Yeah, it didn't surprise me, Rick. You know, I travel around the state, you know, speaking to various groups and what have you, and people are pretty upset. And I think the reason is that her policies are very extreme. Give me an example. When you want to put a $110 tax every time you fill up your tank in the basement with oil, think of that, 275-gallon tank, you fill it up, there's an additional $110 tax on that. That's just one thing that she has promoted. These are very extreme positions, you know, people are upset by it. What about this climate council? Now, don't get me wrong. We all want clean air and clean water. I grew up in Maine. I remember when the Kennebec River was so polluted, you fell in, you needed a tetanus shot. We're not going backwards. But you've got to have an economy that generates paychecks that work. So, you know, what about this climate council that the governor has put together? 39 people, lobbyists, no taxpayer oversight. The lobbyists can pay for the research. Well, I can tell you what the result's going to be. And I, you know, mark my word, George, when this report comes out, I think in January or December, whatever it is, January, I think, it's going to suggest in some way, shape, or form a carbon tax. That is so unfair. It's going to kill jobs in Maine. Why do we want to risk our economy? Let's just keep moving down the path, join Republicans, having all different forms of energy, carbon and renewable, drive down the cost as low as we can, and let businesses and let families decide what works best for them.
Well, if you look at that same survey, and where you get to Senator Collins, who now ranks 43% approval, 49% disapproval. Where the problem has come for Senator Collins is losing some independence in this survey, and you've been in this a long time. It's one survey. You know that. But the Democratic vote that she has owned, crossover vote, at this point in time, doesn't seem to be there. Now, we're going to have a heck of a campaign up here in Maine, and we know that, if she announces to run again. But at the moment, it looks like a tougher battle.
Well, I think you're right. I think everything points to that, George. I'll tell you what's also should be a concern of everybody in Maine and your listening audience is what's going on in the Democratic presidential primary. It looks like, and again, as you mentioned, depends on what polls you look like, but clearly there's been a trend of Elizabeth Warren doing better, Joe Biden flattening out, and Bernie Sanders going down. Now, here's why that should be a concern to everybody in Maine. Elizabeth Warren, who's the very extreme left senator from Massachusetts, she's come out publicly recently. She said, if I am the president of the United States, one of my first actions will be an executive order to stop all carbon fuel exploration and production on federal lands throughout the country. Now, there's an awful lot of natural gas and coal and oil that's being extracted and explored and developed, from our government lands, fellas. If that is stopped, my gosh, what is going to happen to the cost of heating oil? Or gasoline or diesel, it's going to go through the roof. Here's another thing that affects everybody that's connected to this, fellas. The reason why we can be much more aggressive in getting out of the Middle East and not putting our young sons and daughters, you know, in a combat situation is because we are now energy independent as a country. Let me repeat that. We now have as much energy that we explore and extract and develop in America to fuel our own economy, and we do not rely much at all anymore on foreign sources like in the Middle East. Now, if Elizabeth Warren stops that production or a great part of it, my God, that is a national security issue. It'll ruin our economy. It'll kill millions of jobs that are in the energy sector. It'll put us more at risk. That's why everybody that's listening should pay real attention to this presidential primary, because what these folks are saying is not being hidden by the press anymore. It's out there for everybody to watch. You just got to listen.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.